Blog Talk Radio.
All right, goddammit. Now it's time. you got it. First of all, we're going to talk about some shit. And never mind, my voice is fucked up. It's been fucked up all weekend. But you have to identify some shit. You can't just do shit without identifying shit. And if you identify things before you attempt them, you're going to discover your personal greatness. I'm telling you, it's all about plans. Excuse me. Everybody don't make plans. Everybody don't make good plans. Excuse me. I mean, those that make plans don't necessarily make good plans. Plans for this, plans for that. There's a plan for everything in our life. Most of us, though, do not really plan. We think of something, and we say we gonna do it when possible, and that's that. See, we gotta start planning. Planning is a systematically organizing a way or method that you could use to achieve a particular goal. Now, on the way to achieving that goal, since you're planning and you're thinking, there's going to be physical milestones that you can see or you can touch that's going to let you know you're on the right path. Now, with that in mind, seem like everybody would plan. Who wants to be on the wrong path? It seems all of you do. Because once your plan is executed, you should have in front of you what you planned on having. That's the beauty of executing your plan. See, because what you do is you say you're planning, don't do anything to detail your plan, and then you just hope whatever you planned come true. Oh, you can make your plan come true. So, in the coming new year, let's all realize that we're going to stop simply thinking and we're going to move on to planning. Now, we all know critical thinking is an intricate part of planning. So, I mean, let's think our plans through to the end. We break them down in sections, so that each section we accomplish, we can see we've accomplished it. And you celebrate it. Don't give a damn if you just say, good job. But celebrate it. Each phase. And what I'm saying is, you break them down into these steps, and you do that so we can execute them. You can't do it all at once. That's a big problem that most of us have. We get an idea and we don't break it down. We just have that idea and we want to do that. No, that is where you want to end up. So you must do these other things to get there. You got to do these things in order to get there. So, When you're on a fucking discovery mission concerning yourself, you don't want to listen. Okay, hold on. I see you guys. I'm finna get you right now. 310, what's up?
Rosebud, what's going on? Hey, before I tell you what I'm gonna tell you, because I'm a Scorpio, your birthday passed, right?
No, my birthday next Monday.
Oh, okay. Well, happy early birthday, because I'm a Scorpio, too, and my birthday just passed. But anyways, long story short, man, hey, I just want to thank you, man. I always call in and thank you, because listening to you, I got somewhere, and I'm headed where I wanted to head, where I'm planning ahead, you know, by planning, like what you said. And it's just amazing because, you know, what I do, I create, you know, like content and shit like that. You know, I ain't talking about no game or watering shit down. Nah, I just want to create content and interview people and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And I planned this. And, you know, I went out and I did this shit, had to go spend all this money for this shit to do all this shit. And, you know, I was listening to you the other day, and you were saying something like, yeah, I'm doing shit right in front of y'all. I'm going to tell y'all what I'm going to do, and it's going to be happening right in front of y'all fucking eyes. And it's crazy because I'm doing this shit that I'm doing, you know, by, you know, not because of you, but listening to you getting up off my ass and making shit happen. And all the motherfuckers that I was hitting up before I said I was going to do what I do, trying to fuck with them, now these motherfuckers want to follow me. Now these motherfuckers like, man, that shit crazy, man.
Hey,
but, you know, and I just hit a...
That's the reality of the shit we believe in, man. You belief is a motherfucker. It is not right there. It's not like a glass of water where you can see the glass of water. But if you believe and have that belief, that water is going, I mean, that glass is going to appear somewhere in the next minute or two for you to be, get your water. What I'm saying is you didn't get shit until you start really getting shit. Because you just was wanting it before. Now you go,
yep.
You doing things to get what the fuck you want, and you
getting
it.
I didn't wait. I went and did it. I didn't wait. I didn't waste not 1 second. I thought about it and did that motherfucking shit. And
that's
I hit a million
bro.
Views. I didn't. My numbers is crazy, but it ain't even about the numbers, man. And it's crazy because I'm getting more numbers off my authentic lifestyle versus, you know, some shit that happened in the world, but some shit, like, in my personal life. You know what I'm saying? I put shit out there for my personal life, and that motherfucker hit a million views. And I'm like, that's just real life, real shit. What Bud be talking about? This real shit.
Hey, bro, I know you testifying this shit, man, but I got a couple other callers I got to get to. All right. I appreciate you, though, bro.
You know
701, what's up?
All right, Rosebud, build a dose, man. It's your nephew, D, the African motherfucker, man. I hope
Come
everything
on,
is
man.
Cool with you, OG.
Everything is cool with me. What's up?
Man, anywhere the wind blow, it's cool with me. I don't have a question, but I just called to say hello to you, and I hope everything's cool with you. Hey, Bud, I always wonder, man, first of all, I just want to say, congratulations with your SW shit. You've been doing that shit for a long time. And you know that shit is important. You got motherfuckers out for you dealing and shit. So you know how that shit, the young niggas love you. You feel me? I always wondered, though, OG, to be a professor at the SW, is it easy for you to be a professor? Man, I always wonder, man, because you deal with different men, bro. Can you touch on that? I always wonder, is it easy?
No, it's not easy. It's rewarding, though, because every 3 months I get a group of new motherfuckers. All of them had the same problem. They've been lying to themselves for so long that they motherfucking believe that shit. So for the first week, I got to do this every semester, reintroduce them motherfuckers to themselves. And you know how I do that? you want to know how I do that? I ask them a couple of simple questions. Hey, man, can you be social? Yeah, I could be social. Remember you said that. Because all of them say that. And then after I you know, introduce them to the first little bit of shit I'm finna tell them, and I give them their assignment. The first assignment is to do what I ask you to do, which is being social, involving only one word that you say to somebody that you don't know. And no one can do it until I explain it further. Because if you could be social, you could go do what I'm telling them to do, because all you're doing is explaining something that this person wasn't even thinking about. This person, they had no idea about this goddamn shit. And you're going to come bring this shit up? That's the way they could respond. But they also could be excited. They go, oh, really? I had no idea. It's many ways somebody can respond. It's just, are you in control of you or not? Because if you say you can be social, take your ass off there and be social.
Can
you
I
get me?
Feel you. I hear you. I get you. Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say something, man. First of all, I see you change your background, like your background on your video shit. That motherfucker is dope, man. He's laid back. It's neat. It's dope. It's dope as fuck. You a motherfucker. But listen,
hey, you know what that is? Those are paintings. I did those paintings.
I got to say something real quick, man. I'm going to let you go, man.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, you say it's not easy dealing with those motherfuckers in SW, but at the same time, for the fact that it's not easy, do you feel like that's what motivates you? It push you hard as fuck, because in life, you gotta have motivation. But do you feel like it's big motivation to you, OG?
Well, Sidewalk University is big motivation to me, but reaching the students is not really the big motivation. The students are intricate, but they're a small part of what I'm really trying to do. Because I'm trying to have something bigger, you know, like a real school with a physical place, with a goddamn curriculum that's accepted by the goddamn state. So, you know, that's a lot of work, and that's what I'm trying to do. But believe me, man, the reason I know I'm on the right path is because every semester I get graduates. And this past weekend, we had our second annual goddamn alumni dinner. Man, that shit cost five racks. That shit cost five racks, and I didn't spend a dime. Graduates put that shit together at the Cosmopolitan on the strip in the Momofuku room, which is a real extravagant fucking sushi bar. Man, the shit was dope. And what I'm saying is we do it every year. But what's really big is that they do it from appreciation of what I gave them, as far as introducing them to themselves. Because that's all I do, is make you do what the fuck you say out your goddamn mouth. Don't say shit in here that you ain't planning on doing. And that's me.
OG, I feel you. I get you. I'm going to say this, and you can put me back in the queue, because I know you got shit you got to do, man. Listen, man, I just want to say, man, it don't matter the age, either young man or old man, motherfuckers love you, man. Motherfuckers love you. And I just want to say this, man. Your mark, you know I got an accent. I'm an African motherfucker. Your mark, M-A-R-K, your mark in life is dope as fuck. I wish I had an uncle like you. I love you, man. Shoot me to double barrel Uzi, man. I love you, man. Be cool, OG. Go ahead for me in the queue.
All right, D, you motherfuckers. Hey, I've been fucking with D a long time, and D cool with me, and
you know,
he always say he ain't got shit to say, but you see how long he kept me. That
motherfucker
too much. Hey, for sure, D. Hey, you guys, now check this game that I'm finna drop on you. This is gonna rip. What the fuck is up? Oh, there you go. Okay, you won't believe how many people told me I was going the wrong way. What I was doing wouldn't even work. Now, you got to understand that this is something I learned. When you're on a discovery mission concerning yourself, don't listen to any other person's version of what you're trying to discover. They don't know. They want to add their two cents at your expense. They're not even adding their two cents at their expense. Believe in yourself. Now, people thought that for some reason I didn't like Tariq. Tariq is a cool brother. I've actually been on a couple of shows with him. And you know, I'm sure it's been 20 years, I think, but or more. So, I don't know. We might have bumped heads here and there, but I don't think so. But about Tariq, you know, I really didn't like how he did get that information about that Arta Mackin book from me. But he did do what he did with that information. But just like he did that, I thought that shit wasn't shit. Because, you know, I didn't think shit about what the fuck he is talking about, a Mackin and all the little goddamn smash. But you see, that shit worked for him. And that shit made him cool. Now, let me tell you something about Tariq that he did for me. And he don't even really know he did this for me. But I seen him once he had started growing. And I asked him a couple of questions. Man, put me up on Woo-Woo. Talking about the internet. And the nigga said, okay, I'll get my people to call your people. That shit, you know what I'm saying? So, now, I didn't like that goddamn shit, but fuck it. That motherfucker challenged me. That motherfucker made me. I must learn that internet shit. I'm going to fucking make me some money on the internet. Fuck that nigga. But I wasn't saying it because I was mad at him. I was saying because fuck that nigga. I don't need no nigga. All I need to know is what I need, and I needed to know the internet. So I struck out on that motherfucker, and you see me now. And I got help from Steve Dean. He was cool trying to help me, but let me tell you something, we fell out too. Shit happens. Now, what I'm saying is I just don't think I could stand a better year than I had this year. But, you know, I'm down for the goddamn shit. Straight ahead to the top is me. Now, on a sadder note, this is the time of year that I really miss my parents. I miss my brothers, Clint Jr., Richard, and now Gene. I miss my sister, Evelyn. I mean, rest in peace to them all. Now, I'm going to try to leave that alone. Men like me are not afraid to change their lives. I'm honored to know and associate myself with the caliber of motherfuckers that I do. Now, listen to me. I'm going to tell you about something. The nigga was at my goddamn dinner, too. My partner who pimped all his goddamn life. Motherfucker, you know, a few years ago, the nigga 74. I'm 70. A few years ago, I don't know, 5, 10 years ago, whatever, the nigga decided to go get he decided to go get a job. This nigga went and got a job and handled his business like a pro. This motherfucker ain't never worked in his life. Now, Tay, as wild of a motherfucker as he is, has never shirked his duties to his children. Now, the early ones, or the earlier ones, you know he may have slipped with, because I wasn't there, but I'm talking about the ones that I watched him raise, the ones like 40 and under. Shit. Once that motherfucker became a real motherfucker, the game that nigga had wouldn't allow him to be a deadbeat dad. Now, it's left up to the state. Since they couldn't charge him like they wanted to, he's defined as a deadbeat motherfucker, so am I. But that nigga took care of his kids. And I can attest to seeing this with my own fucking eyes. I watched that nigga sit with me in after hours for hours at a time, blowing cocaine, drinking alcohol, smoking weed, talking shit. You know, and there's always like a club in there. And if you ain't careful, you know, you're going to let the time pass. So, shit, many nights, 7 o'clock caught us, in the 7 in the morning caught us in that motherfucker. And that nigga would get up and leave. Where are you going? And my folks said, man, I got to go get my boy to school. Nigga, what's wrong with you? Let that nigga catch the bus. Man, fuck that, boy. There's too much shit be going on at the bus. I have, you know, 3 o'clock in the day, we had some bitches. Oh, bud, I got to go. I got to go pick my boy up from school. Man, this nigga was like that. He would take and pick him up to every single sports, football, baseball, basketball practice. Any party that son wanted to go to, they took him and his friends, and he picked them up. And I'm not ashamed to say this. I learned hella shit about being a real pimp from that nigga. And I also learned just as much about being a father. I used to talk about him, telling him, man, you're going to make your boy soft. Nigga, shit, I'm going to be beating that nigga ass. And I did. I used to rough him up all the time, man. But, man, bud, leave my boy alone. You know, nigga, that nigga ain't, you know, but the nigga ain't no punk. It ain't causing me. But what I'm saying is they had a method to his madness. And the nigga tell me, man, why you don't let that nigga catch the bus? No, bud. Too much shit happened at the bus stop. Let me tell you, motherfucker, something. When I got my daughter, and she was 6 months old, almost immediately, my first thought was to be the same goddamn way. And my girl will tell you, I made sure she was on time. And I took and picked her up to wherever the fuck her and her girlfriends was going. And I would meet the girlfriend's parents and tell them to not even worry about them because I'm the designated driver. I'm going to pick them up and drop them off at home and sit out front till they go in the front door. And I got that mentality from my nigga, my pimp friend, Tay. Now, why I said all that is because no matter what you do in life, it's all about your fucking priorities. If you have the correct priorities, your life will follow suit. You don't need to be no rich ass motherfucker to care about others. I mean, no matter what, rich folks gonna have their Christmas. None of them. And some of you don't give a fuck that a lot of people got to beg this season. They're not on the corner begging, but I imagine that's how they feel. I mean, motherfuckers are waiting in line for a box of food, and politicians act as if they ain't going to need no food in a few days. I'm praying for all of us that's in need, because I am blessed and I believe I'm going to survive this chaos unscathed. And this is not a boast. I am truly blessed. I don't need to stand or wait in line for a meal. I used to say that as a boss, bragging about being me, never thinking I'd see a day people like me doing just that, standing in line for some fucking food. We allowed ourselves to get into this bullshit by not voting. Now, if you voted this past midterm, great. I voted early. But what I'm saying is, if you did not vote, then let that be the last time you don't vote. Because shit is important. Very much so. So, each election from here on out is seriously important. And I'm not going to be, you know, lecturing you on voting and shit. It's just, it's very important. This chaos that we're in, this is the chaos that the last administration left us. They wanted us to have horrible holiday seasons, horrible conversations over the dinner table, and they wanted to just tell women what to do. Goddamn. I've never experienced a time at Christmas where I couldn't be around my family. Well, I did, you know, a couple years ago with that COVID. But I'm saying, goddamn, this season it's going to be hard to be around my family. Just almost impossible, but I know I'm going to do it. But there's going to be too many of us missing. And it's just going to be sad. I do remember a couple of Christmas days I missed because of, you know, different shit. But never one where I couldn't see my damn family. Now, I done lived over 30 Christmases without my dad. I done lived 10 Christmases without my mom. 10 Christmases without one of my brothers. And 8 without my sister. And this is the second one, Christmas, that I'm going to experience without my oldest brother. And of all those Christmas days, this one will be the worst. Because I got to add another brother to that list. Gene passed this Friday, actually. And this will be our first holiday without him. I'm telling you, shit happens for a reason. And of course, you got to deal with it. 202, what's going on with you, bro?
Hey, what's going on, OG? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Man, OG, I appreciate all the game you've been giving. And you gave me one jewel specifically. He was like, try to talk to at least 100 girls every day. So I'm in school, and I took this job as a bouncer at this bar.
Yeah.
I've been doing that for like a month. I've been doing that for like a month, man, and it's been... it's really been working, man. Like, my conversation has been improving just from, like, practicing how to talk to girls every night, you know? So that
you're
game
talking,
has been helping out a lot.
You're talking to them and not at them, right?
Right, because they have to talk to me because they have to – I'm the last leg between them and their drinks, you know? So it's been kind of cool being like, oh, you know, you look nice today. I hope you can, you know, have a good night. Sometimes they'll come back outside and hang out. Definitely gotten a couple of numbers off of it, you know, so it's been good and steady, and it just takes time and practice, you know,
that's
to where you can
thing.
Calibrate your conversation exactly.
That's right, brother. I appreciate you, man. That's some good shit.
Yeah, I appreciate you, OG. Keep.
All right. Check this out, fellas. You got to understand something. The other day, I saw a line of cars so long, it took me 2 minutes to get to the front to see what it was. And it was people in line for food. Motherfucking Americans sitting in their cars waiting for their turn to get a box of food. This is how they starting the holiday season off. I mean, goddamn, how fucked up do you think they feel? How many of them have one less plate to fix because of that goddamn COVID? It's horrible, and I'm quite sad about it. And I'll say it, but I can't truly mean it when I say happy holidays. To all of y'all, I want you to have a safe holiday. But on another note, I had a young listener tell me he don't have no motherfucking price stamped on his goddamn forehead. And I said, you don't even know what the fuck he's talking about. But I do. Because, you know, we speak the same language. And that's the language of alpha motherfuckers talking about the hunt. And I ain't gonna go and divulge everything we said or he said or whatever. And I ain't translating shit for you. You know, if you don't want to seek self-help yourself, that's on you. So just continue to sit and wonder what's going on in the world as it passes your motherfucking ass by. You know, and to that youngster, I say, stay down, and soon, very soon, you're going to be wearing that motherfucking crown. You got to remember, you have to display your confidence. Do not explain any of it to your undeserving motherfucking friends. Those who are willing to change are deserving. Today is a great day to start out on a new motherfucking direction for your life. Life does not end with pussy. You got to understand that, fellas. That's a powerful statement. Pussy is not almighty. Dick is. See, life doesn't end with pussy. It starts with pussy. But life begins with the dick. Because the pussy, just some pussy, could have an egg up in there too. Right now, if I put my dick in and fertilize that motherfucker ain't going to be no life. It's just going to be an egg. She's going to piss it out or whatever she's going to do. I got to fertilize that motherfucker. Can't no bitch fertilize it. Shit. So what I'm saying is, if your motherfucking daddy didn't know what to do as far as, you know, getting at women in his day, your ass wouldn't even be here. So for me to sit here and try to tell you pussy ain't important, you know, that would be a lie. More important than getting pussy is being qualified to have pussy. There's a qualification process you got to go through if you ever expect to be a real hunter instead of a goddamn prey. Hey, you got a Friday night, 7 o'clock, you in the bath, getting all sharp and shit. Looking in the mirror, thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to catch me a bitch tonight. And you don't know them professional-ass motherfuckers, they're going to sit right out there so you can see them. And then you're going to walk up to that bitch as soon as you lean over to say hello. They're going to have a snare and your foot going to get caught. And you're going to get turned upside down. That's how it is. See, the women you meet are qualified to charge your motherfucking ass if you show the slightest weakness to their motherfucking ass. And it's almost impossible for you not to show how goddamn afraid of rejection you are. See, I'm telling you, Sidewalk University is so dope. We function with the ABPs. always be playing or your ass gonna get played. That's the way it is. So that's the way it is. I play from the moment I say hello. I ain't being susceptible to no goddamn feminine wiles being used on me. I ain't got no goddamn weaknesses. You can flaunt your eyebrows or whatever, and they're going to look good to me, but I ain't going to whatever you think the fuck they mean to me. So today, you need to start realizing if you really want to catch a woman, you have to do what I did or a similar version of it. I learned how to make my motherfucking expressions work. Yeah, my expressions, I have them, and I know how to use them. I learned that an animated hunter has an added element to his catch hand. See, we not animals where we have to stealthily sneak up on the woman. It's cool to do that, but we don't have to do that. What I'm saying is, we an animated hunter, we learned to be stealthy is kind of cool. Otherwise, you're not animated because you're going to get busted. Nah. Animation used properly is the missing link. Man, I'm telling you. Looking serious ain't no, you know, get no goddamn bitch to relax and allow her to get into what the fuck you saying. Or in your case, trying to say. If your expression does not reflect the precise thing you want from her, she ain't gonna volunteer it to you. I mean, you be begging. You know. Fuck no, she don't know. So take it from me. Or better yet, get my courses and come to Sidewalk University and learn what the fuck to do to prepare yourself to become a woman magnet. Become a man who attracts women just as a magnet attracts metal. Yeah, this sounds easy. It's because it is. I practice the steps to success with women with everything I did. Going to the store, going to the mall, going to the post office, anywhere I was down with my ABPs. And I learned from each one of them goddamn sessions. Even pumping gas, I was on my ABPs, as just as you should be. And after reading about the ABP principle, get my fucking confidence course. And get on your way to becoming more confident than ever. Because you don't have to come to Sidewalk University as I had it before. You can get the course and do it yourself. It is a do-it-yourself course. It just works better through the school. I'm always extreme, but never am I an extremist. I believe in no apologies. I don't apologize for being myself, because I believe, why apologize for doing something that's coming naturally to me? I also believe in no fear. I lost the fear of what people will think about me being myself. And it's pretty scary to wonder how somebody going to receive what you are. Shit. Best to be you. It's important to show no shame. I no longer think of or feel shame of what I am. You know, most people want to please everybody except themselves. I strictly concentrate on myself. That's the only way I can branch out and offer others help. Gotta be down for me. And I show no disrespect, simply because I speak my mind. I do not mean any person disrespect. There are many tricks others play to keep you from growing and leaving them where they currently are. There should be no fucking regrets. Do not regret the choices you've made to be who you are, or for, you know, these motherfucking so-called friends that you got to leave behind. Now, to me, these are the five no's. No apologies. You need these no's to have as part of your belief. No apologies, no fear, no shame, no disrespect, no regrets. Implement them in your life ASAP. Who, what, when, where, and why? Those are the five W's that you need to know. If you answer those questions in everything you do, you'll be on your way to critical thinking, something that you guys think is so doggone hard to do. You're not planning if you don't take the idea past that initial thought. Now, the other day I was drew 51s. I mean, I got 51s at the bank and decided to go out and do what I hardly ever do anymore, unless it's the holidays. I went out and gave panhandlers $2 and told them to keep the faith. I hardly ever give the panhandlers because I just believe if they wanted to, they could get a job. Now, when it's the holidays, since I claim to be a person not afraid of change, I lean towards community these days, and those homeless panhandlers are part of the community I live in, whether I like it or not. So I ride up to them and give them $2 and wish them good luck. Hopefully I don't see the motherfuckers buying no illicit drugs with the goddamn money I'm giving them. Now, if they do and it make their day happy, who am I to say it ain't cool? Different groups, different clubs and organizations have standards. And these standards are so the club can have a certain level or quality of membership. To keep it pure, or to make it where, you know, just anybody can't join, some of the standards are a little difficult to have or maintain. Now, in a group of high achievers whose rule is you must maintain a 4.0 to be in the group, they're not going to let a 3.89 in, even though 3.89 is high achieving. To get in the club, you need a 4.0. Now, if you want in, get a 4.0. Group members accept it like that. Now, what I'm saying is, if you accept it like that, and you get all 4.0s in, the riffraff in your organization is eliminated. What good is designating a 4.0? The qualifications, if you let friendship or favoritism in one way or another make you lower that threshold for whoever it is. You don't supposed to do shit like that. What good is working to reach a level 10 if you reduce the difficulty in reaching it? What happens when people are faced with a difficulty or something they study to learn, they want qualifications lowered to fit them? Look at the game. Look at this abadabra and how it's changed. You want to know why it's not the same anymore? It's changed because it's not an exclusive club anymore. Anybody could be in it now. It's important for us to realize, simply because you've heard of something or became aware of something, don't mean it's for you. It seems as if you think once you learn a new term, you got to use it. Having game means something. Simp means something. Go getter means something. Top notch means something. But to you, As soon as you learn what it means, fuck if you qualified to use it or not, you're going to use it anyway. See, this reduces the value of the words. Excuse me. Each fucking time you give yourself the name King Miss or Pimp That or International This, and you ain't qualified to be it, every fucking time you introduce yourself with that name, you lessen the quality of the word. King whoever should have a gang of motherfucking hoes that make his ass worthy of that name. International so-and-so should have at least traveled to different states, preferably different countries. Now, especially if you use the word pimp in your name, you should really be pimping. Why would you name yourself something and not try to live up to whatever the word means? See, you do that because you have no pride. You don't have any pride. You've accepted that you're a faker. And when you speak your name, you don't even stick your chest out. When I named myself Rosebud, I adopted the whole kit and caboodle. Everything I knew about roses, the colors, the pastels, and everything became a part of how I rep myself. And when I arrived, I announced my name. I never just said it. Now I hear fools fucking my name up, talking about they named Rosebud. I made my name mean something, just as pretty in front of, you know, a name used to mean something too. Now that's been fucked up. I knew Pretty Willie, Pretty Tony. All that shit meant something. But I'll bet you didn't know that the nigga who put the word pretty in front of his name was usually an ugly motherfucker with a hella game. And he knew niggas who called him pretty was showing him respect. Respect that he took. And before you knew it, he was pretty, because we learned pretty is what pretty does. And if that motherfucker was serious about his goddamn pivot, he earned that name and the respect that he got from us. He earned that too. Did you know English is the only goddamn language where words can have several meanings? Shit. Just for example, the words up or down could mean directions or emotions. Directions up is the sky. Emotions up is happy. Directions down is below. Emotion down is sad. Now, that's not all bad, as long as we know what and how to use the difference in the word. But we don't. And we don't care. This country has to stop watering down words and their meanings so it can fit a lesser category. We got to stop killing ourselves by accepting the watered-down versions of a word. The one thing the white men use to take everything from us was definitions. When they define it, they will take it. When they used to ask us, what is soul? Shit, we used to kill it. It's in our feet. It's in our walk. It's in our dance. It's the way we think. It's the way we talk. No, I never could them motherfuckers understand what the fuck soul was. And then Soul Train and American Bandstand exposed it. And the white man defined it. They defined soul by musically noting black people moved on the second and the fourth beat, and white people moved on the first and the third beat. That's why they look so different dancing to the same songs. Once they was able to define soul, they turned it into a phase of music called disco. And white people started making songs, putting the emphasis on the second and the fourth beat. And I'll be damned if Blue-Eyed Soul wasn't born. The next thing you know, white boys being lauded as soul singers, blues singers, and more. See, words are only as important as their meanings are. And if we want to maintain some kind of fucking control of our destiny, we better take better care of the words we use. Progress is waiting for you to take charge. Now, if you want to make progress in the new year, I hope I hope your motherfucking ass ain't waiting for it to find you, contrary to popular fucking belief. Progress is not looking for you. It's standing where you can see it just out of your goddamn reach. And to get it, you got to start doing things a little differently. That's if you really want it. Some people say they want it, but they don't. Some people say they want change, and they don't even get up. They don't even get up from the seat they're sitting in. Tell them they want change. When you think about it, you should move on your thoughts. If you don't, you're going to be punished by stagnation. Get the tools you need to construct a new mentality, a new confident you. And I have all kind of great deals on the tools I have. Let's not get it twisted. The interpretation of the abadab about this businesses as pimps and what they sell as hoes, you know, that's what's wrong with everything. You don't want to accept the truth. I'm just, God. Why would you want a business to be the pimp? And since I'm selling pencils, the pencils is the hoes. Is that, that's the root of the fucking chaos in the game right now, stating the light then. That's why pimps and hoes of today are so fucked up. They don't deal with the real definitions. 916, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? You know, I'm a young player, from Sacramento, man. And I've been listening to you, man, and I've been supporting you, man. I feel like the younger generation, man, they don't know the history of this pimping, man. You know, and they don't show tribute to the game guys, man. You know, that's all.
No, they don't. You're right about that.
Yeah.
You got a question.
Yeah. My question was, what was some of the hooks and the hooks you put in the bitch to where, you know, when she wanted to leave, she couldn't leave because, you know, the hooks were so strong in the bitch.
Check this out.
I just want to hear your story, man. I'm doing this shit, man.
Can
I just want to hear your story, man.
Can you let me tell it to you, man?
Yeah, man. My bad, man.
Okay, so, you know, a hook. See, bitches got to get trick pads, all that kind of goddamn shit. So, me and my partners, we had them living in their own apartment. In two bedrooms.
Yep.
And then they would fucking have their spot always available. Never miss a trick because the trick pad or that ain't whatever. Well, I'm saying another hook. You give them something to work for. Otherwise, come that bitch in a year, you get her a new car. Brand new off the showroom floor in her fucking name. And the nigga be talking about, man, that ain't pimping, man. You buying the bitch. Listen to this. The bitch going to pay me a car note and insurance every day. And I'm going to pay a car note once a month. I'm going to pay the car note once a month. Now, in 1 month, the car is paid for. But I'm going to wait a year before I get it. But let me tell you something. Let a bitch have her own place in her own car. And she caught my lead. That bitch will never want to leave a nigga do her like that. Plus, she got jewelry. Plus, she got furs.
Yeah.
She ain't out there just to go eat at McDonald's. Man,
yeah.
Them hooks is you spending your money properly. Get them bitches what they worth. They got what I got. They just, if I had five bitches, what I had, that was worth five times what they had. So if I bought them a new car for $15,000, I know my car is maybe $90,000. Shit, who wins? That's
and
you
actually
bro.
Doing what you saying too.
That's right.
Cause, like what I noticed with this younger generation, man, they think the game is just about deceit, man. You know, they think, you know, and it's not what it's about, man. You know.
Hey, bro.
It's not about
you're right. You're right, but just I got another cat I want to get on here, man. 914, what's going on?
Rosebud, Bitter Dose, much
what's
love
happening?
Calling in. calling in. I know your birthday is coming up. We got to honor you. Got to show you love. And,
you sure,
and more
you sure
blessings
love
to
right
you.
Now.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's your
you
question,
know what?
Bro?
My question is, what makes Rosebud so ill?
Belief. I believe in myself. Belief. I believe in everything I think.
All right, all right. I feel that, and you would personify it.
Exactly. That's the way to do it.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Good
Thank
question,
you,
bro.
Rosebud.
You
yes,
know
sir.
It.
You are inspiration.
You be cool. Now, check this out. People just don't understand shit. There's real definitions for the words that we use. For the words pimp and hoe. If you want to, you can relate baseball to basketball because they're both sports and you make points on both of them. 256, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, bud? It's Dylan, man. I'm former SWU
Dylan,
student. Hey, what's that? Boy, just good to see you, man. It's I just wanted to touch on what you just saying, man, about you mentioned about the SWU students being able to find themselves. Well, you said something along the lines of like just, you know, being yourself. That's what it boils down to. And that's all you showing us at the end of the day, you know, just trust that belief. That's what it was, the belief. Believe
yeah,
in yourself,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
that's
you
priceless.
Know The thing about it is that part of what I do is reintroduce you to the real you, the you that before all the negative bullshit. And then we go from there, and it's all about identifying with who you are at that point.
Yep.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
Dylan,
man,
hey, Dylan, we had the annual dinner this weekend.
I know, man. I got to get with the gentleman, what you call it?
Yeah, Extraordinary Gentleman, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. You got to get with it, man.
Yeah, I got to get out of it, man. Today's my birthday, man. I know yours next week, man.
Yeah, hey, man, happy birthday, Dylan. Today my brother's birthday,
I appreciate
too.
Oh, okay, hey, Scorpio in this time.
You know it. Be cool, man. All right, so... My thing is this. People be talking about a business as the pimp and the whatever the business selling as the hoe, and who's ever buying it is the trick. But then if you be honest and you close your eyes and you say the word pimp and hoe, what do you see? A vendor selling his goddamn goods, slapping a rubber on the motherfucker's hand that's buying it? Or do you see a fly-ass nigga like me and a fine money-getting bitch like a real hoe? What I'm saying is, any person that's not qualified to do the real thing starts relating different shit in this motherfucking game to other shit to compensate their own shortcomings in that regard. It's nothing short of hating on niggas who really have hoes when you say shit like that. To prove my point, how many ways can you hit a home run? Now, if you wanted to sell 4 pieces of candy, but you easily sold 40, could you relate that to a dunk or a home run? Can we all start accepting every motherfucker can't be no pimp and every motherfucking bitch can't be no hoe? Let's call a rock and a spade, and stop belittling in this game. I have warned you guys, actually, about fucking with punk bitches. And it's very easy to recognize who's a punk. You know, you relate anything to this goddamn game other than what this game is. So when I'm saying I hope I never find out what a motherfucker's name is he losing to these fake women, I really would fucking bust you out. Well, not bust you out, but I would rank your motherfucking ass. You know, my daughter was talking that fucking gay shit. And you know, I ain't gay. So you weren't gay, you should adjust. But I don't know, she probably ain't gay no more. I don't know, because, you know, these deep motherfuckers be, today, they don't know. Chicken today, fellas, the next. My point, what I'm saying is, you got to have some sort of foundation so you don't just go for anything. I ain't letting no motherfucker dog my daughter, but at the same time, I ain't letting her fuck shit up because she came to justice some shit, you know, that motherfuckers ain't with. You know, if you choose something that you with and somebody else ain't with it, you the one got to adjust. Which is, you know, most of my friends. As wild as I've lived my life and as many chances as I've taken and actually cheated death, I'm really thankful that I was, you know, blessed to see all these fucking Christmases I didn't see. And it looks as if I'm going to never tire of the joy I get. Even if it doesn't last all year, I'm just happy to be as healthy and sane as I am and, you know, looking forward to a fucking productive 23. Now, I realize I can't depend on the normal indicators of what's good. If it was about me, I would have deemed the holidays as a bus. But that's not, it's not. During the entire month of December, I'm going to go at it exactly like I've been going at it. And hopefully, I just do well. You know, it's the end of the year. People doing bad. Economy doing bad. So I might not do shit. I might barely make it, but who cares? You know, I can't roll all the time. You know, sometimes you got to figure, do I need these suits that I'm trying to find? Do I want to get shot between, you know? I have to make my mind up. You got to make the choice, and you can't be wrong. You got to deal with the shit or the bullshit. We'll deal with you, period. I firmly believe I'm the only person or force in life I need. I just believe that. And if I'm wrong, I'll never find out because I'll be dead because of my mistake. Why wait? Is it going to come because you waited? Shit. I don't think so. Ain't nothing coming to you because you waited. It'll only come when you don't wait, but you be prepared for it when it do come. It's one thing we all know. It will come. You got to understand that, you know, I'm genuinely interested in bettering you. I don't, you know, want you to continue to pretend to be someone or something you're not. The big thing to me, in reality, you leaving? The big thing to me is I'm seeing a lot of progress in how you guys are thinking. You don't think I'm seeing it, but I am. I'm seeing you guys are asking different kinds of questions. I'm seeing that what you're thinking about is not just one thing. What you get from my videos is like knowing just enough karate to fucking get your goddamn ass kicked. You can't possibly believe that you're learning enough from the videos. If you do, you do. But I'm saying the videos should just interest you to the extent that you might want to investigate what I'm really doing. those of you who, you know, want to buy my course, you can there, goddamn it. You ain't got to come to Sidewalk University. You know, you could claim that you learned some shit because I showed you how in my course. Those of you who think I'm so stupid to give free shows that would circumvent my course on just where you need to be, on the sidelines of life, watching it go by. The motherfuckers that really fuck with me, them motherfuckers, they know. They will not ever be where you are in their lives. Why? Because they charge, you know, and they made a change, or they're making a change and not the other way around. Most of you motherfuckers allow change to take charge of you. So you wait for it. How's that working for you, bro? I'm coming, and I'm not going to slow down. I'm not going to, actually, I'm going to put the pedal to the metal. My time is coming again. I get rebirths every 4 or 5 years, and I'm ready for it. I do good, start doing good right now, be doing good for a year or two, then it starts slowing down a year, year and a half. Then it picks up again for 4 years again. That's just the way it is for me, you know. I work hard, and although it may appear that I hardly work, I happen to know you get several turns in life, and so far I've only needed the ones I've had. I work hard not to abuse my chances, so I fucking work hard each time. That's because I'm one of the few people in the world who enjoys what the fuck they do. And you know what they say, when you enjoy your work, it's really not working. 2022 was my motherfucking year, but it don't mean that I don't, you know, want something else. Shit. All it takes is preparation. I stay prepared for any possible opportunity that I may come across. And it has paid off. If you get prepared and stay that way, you'll never miss a woman you shoot at. I know I don't. In the unlikely event that you feel I'm full of shit, here's what you do. Stop listening to me and return to the days of listening to the PUA. Then try as hard as you can not to laugh at those fools. Because even though you feel I'm full of shit, you cannot deny how much further you are in your quest of finding men who are fucking with me. I had a very good year mentally and physically, and it's due to the amount of stress I released when I finally learned the knowledge that kept me from being qualified was bullshit, qualified to teach. Was bullshit. It all started when I finished my master's. But who wants to hear about that shit? Okay. Maybe that's about it for me right now. I've been trying, you know, to be more serious and get in depth. But, you know, these motherfuckers can't stop me, and I ain't gonna quit. Because they tried to stop me, the units, I have all the units, I had all the units I need, and I already graduated, so all my friends in real life before Facebook and all this shit, I just wish everybody have a merry fucking Christmas and a final goodbye to this goddamn fucked up year for people, not necessarily me, but it's been fucked up for a lot of people. The new year 23 will be a year I will not forget. Now, you guys understand this, and then I'm gone. There's two things to live for. One, to make an impression in whoever life you touch. Two, to impress yourself with the things you do and the dedication you show to what you believe in. Now I'm out.